Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls now invite you to join them in their regular Sunday morning service of worship. Now, in their 70th year of broadcasting, Peace Lutheran Church offers these services.
From Camp Luther join us, and they will be giving a little bit of announcements and speech at the end of our service, so we look forward to them sharing with us about Camp Luther and what is happening there currently. And I know that they are looking forward to being with our Sunday school and those that want to join them over in the Peace Center this morning for a lesson. So what a wonderful opportunity today. There are other items going on, and we look forward to what opportunities we have upcoming to be together in the Lord's Word. And I see flyers for some bazaars and some other get-togethers, some for Thanksgiving and some for Christmas. So be on the lookout for how you can join and encourage one another in the faith. If you would like to join myself and other circuit pastors for a worship service, the circuit is planning to meet here Tuesday, and we have a worship service at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. So that is another opportunity we have for worship in together to encourage each other. This morning, we're following the service of prayer and preaching on page 260 from Lutheran Service Book, and I invite you to sing with me our opening hymn number 907.
Is present, let us now adore him.
I invite the congregation, please stand as you are able. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We continue with the Old Testament canticle. The Lord God is my strength. Please be seated for our readings.
And all that you may desire cannot compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I will find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. I have counsel and sound wisdom. I have insight. I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree what is just. By me princes rule and nobles, all who govern justly. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield than choice silver. I walk in the way of the righteous, in the paths of justice, granting an inheritance to those who love me and filling their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in reading the gradual. You have saved us from our foes
and have put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to your name forever.
The epistle lesson is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 21. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to stand as you are able for the reading of our gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle Jesus in his talk. And they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue with the responsory. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. This morning, we review our catechism and we begin with our Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. We speak together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And at this time, we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children that are present, I invite you to come forward for children's message at this time. Good morning, boys and girls. Yeah, I'm so glad that you are here this morning as we are gathered in worship. So, it's good that you are here. Yes, and we, this morning, we did some reviewing of what we find in the Catechism, Luther's Small Catechism. And the first thing that we were reviewing was the Ten Commandments. So how many commandments do we have that God has given to us? Ten, right? Yeah, the Ten Commandments. And they are the commandments that God wants you to live by. Do you keep all of the commandments? Do you think your moms and dads always keep the commandments? How about the other people here in worship? Do we always keep the commandments? Can we even keep the commandments? I see heads shaking. No, we can't keep them, and we haven't kept them. But are they still there for us in our lives? Yeah. Are they still a good path for you and for me to follow when we are living and trying to live with our neighbors, right? Yeah, they are the best path for you and for me to have. They are part of what we have as the foundation of our faith, the commandments. We have them not because we know we have to live up to them and keep them perfectly, but we have them because we know they're best for us. Has anyone ever kept the commandments perfectly? One person has. Who do you think might have kept the commandments perfectly? Somebody says Jesus, and you're correct. He has kept the commandments perfectly when you and I aren't able to. He is the one who helps you and me keep these commandments in our life. We remember what he has done for us, and we remember that even when we don't keep the commandments, that he died so that we would be forgiven for our inability, our not being able to keep the commandments. So when we hear the commandments, should we be afraid of them because we can't keep them? No, we aren't afraid of them, but rather we rejoice that God has given us these commandments. And we rejoice that Jesus has kept them perfectly for you and for me. We join with those that are gathered with us in an echo prayer at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your commandments. Thank you for your commandments that are for my benefit, that are for my benefit and benefit my neighbor. and benefit my neighbor. Please help me remember that Jesus has kept them perfectly, and that he is my Savior, We pray in Jesus' name, Amen, amen. Well, thank you for coming up, boys and girls, and we do have some treats here for you to have as we return to our seats. And our congregation is going to continue by singing 781. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon the text from Matthew chapter 22. In this text, we do see a connection to the Ten Commandments that we have just spoken this morning. Some might believe that the commandment that Jesus is being tested by the Pharisees in regards to might be our first commandment, right? And what again is that first commandment? You shall have no other gods. We should have no other gods. And in the context of Caesar, well, he claimed divinity. And as we may be able to study about the Roman Emperor, the coins that were minted at this time would have said, Son of the Divine. So if he's the Son of the Divine, then you yourself would be divine. A claim to deity, that you are a god. However, I do not believe that Jesus' audience would be putting their trust, would put their hope into the Roman government.
We hear from Martin Luther that we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. And certainly, Caesar was not who those gathered in the temple would be trusting in. There may be those today that trust in our government more than they trust in God, but not those gathered in the temple. It really was not a first commandment issue with Caesar claiming divinity. Rather, the issue stems from our fourth commandment, as Luther's explanation gives evidence. Honor your father and your mother. Well, what does this mean? What should we do in our lives according to this? Well, we should fear and love God so that we do not despise or anger our parents and other authorities, including the government. But honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them. This is the issue at hand with Jesus being tested. There are times where you and I may see people doing exactly what the disciples of the Pharisees, along with the Herodians, were doing with Jesus. They're coming to him, they're trying to test him, entangle him in his words, it says. They're trying to pit two, as they want you to believe, opposing things to one another. Do you follow and obey the government, or are you supposed to follow and obey God? Which is it? Is it the government? So then we're paying taxes, but then no, God is over the government, so shouldn't we obey him? But then yet, if we say only obey God and not the government, then aren't we in trouble with those that are rulers over us? It seems to be the snare that they're setting for Jesus. It's a snare that there are those that may set for you and for me today. And yet Jesus sees quite clearly through it. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the United States government or not? Is that something that we should be doing? There are those that would pose that question. Yet Jesus begins his response, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites?" Then he asks, "Show me the coin for the tax." They bring to him the denarius, the coin that is required by the Roman government to pay the taxes to the Roman government. So they already have the coin in hand to pay. And so Jesus says, "Whose likeness and inscription is on it?" They said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, to God the things that are God's." They already recognized the coin that was needed, so he says, "Well, then pay it to him. If it's his coin that he's to receive, and yet to God, give to God those things that belong to him." How does that look in your life and in my life as we are citizens of this United States of America? What do we render unto Caesar? Those things that are Caesar's. And what do we render to God? Those things that are to God. a good question. And oftentimes people like to muddy the waters. And people like to say, well, the two of them are separate and they aren't related. And yet, that is not true. Pilate, speaking to Jesus, reminds him that he has the authority to free him or to condemn him. And yet Jesus tells him that he would not have that authority had it not been given to him from God. We heard from the Proverbs that yes, God is the one that sets governments up, and he is also the one that tears them down, including the government that you and I live under. They are the authorities that God has placed in our lives. They certainly are here for our benefit. And yet, just like that Roman government, they also have their shortcomings. There is no perfect government here upon this earth, because each government has at its core the very same shortcoming. Humans run it. And what's the problem with humanity? The age-old problem that we see from the Garden of Eden that affects you and me in this church, that affects those that are outside of our church, that affects our nation, the entire world. We are tainted with sin. And as we sin against one another. And there are things that do not go as God would desire. That's what's wrong with any government. Even though they have been placed in authority by God, they are still tainted with sin. So yet, despite their faults, despite this fact, we still are called to honor, respect them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them. And we certainly do our government. And we have those people that have worked in the government and worked for our government, worked on behalf of our government to try to bring justice and righteousness that God would desire. Because yes, even our government with its problems has been established by God, our Heavenly Father, and is an extension of His mercy and compassion to be shown to all people. Men and women have served in their armed forces. Men and women have served other occupations within our government, seeking to help our neighbors, helping you and me, so that we might have peaceful lives, so that we might have the ability to proclaim boldly the one who is without sin, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the name that is above every name, God our Heavenly Father. Do we treat our government the way we would treat God? Certainly not. We honor and respect it as another authority that comes from God. But we know that God is over all. He, the Creator, is the one who has created each one of you, who has created all men, women, and children upon this earth. He is the one that loves us and has perfectly met the needs that we have, not only for this life, but for our lives and the world to come. And so we give to God greater honor and praise, devotion in a way that we do not to our own government. For yes, we render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, but we render to God those things that are God's. He is with us today. He is working in and through our government to provide good, to provide justice, to provide means of mercy for your neighbors and for you. God, our Heavenly Father, He continues to work in ways that we do not always see, through authorities that we may not always agree with. And yet, we are called to pray for them, honor and respect them, for they are from our Heavenly Father, and through them, we receive God's good mercies, blessings, and gifts. Today, we are gathered together as free citizens, granted the right to worship our Heavenly Father. And we certainly treasure and look forward to these occasions. What a blessing we have from God. And we look for the opportunities that we have to share in the public the hope that we have, not only for this life, but the life of the world to come. The hope that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that knows this day may not be great, things are not always going well. I have needs that seem to be unmet. And yet, I have a Heavenly Father who sees to all of my needs, both of body and of soul. You also have that same Heavenly Father. Not every day is going to be the perfect day. No, but every day is a blessing from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. From God, our Heavenly Father, every day is a blessing where the Holy Spirit works in you, giving you that peace that surpasses all understanding. These authorities that we have in our lives, yes, they are a blessing. It is wonderful to have our government. It is wonderful to have our cities, our counties, those that help look out not only for our needs, but especially for the needs of our neighbors. May you thank God for all the authorities that He has placed in your life, and especially give thanks to God that He is over all, today, tomorrow, and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, our offerings are collected. For all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. I invite you to stand as you are able as we continue with the prayers of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, and for all our hearts and with all of our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in hunger and for all those in need, for the homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, absolve your people from their offenses, that from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our frailty we have brought upon ourselves, we may be delivered by your bountiful goodness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We join together in praying Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Christ has been raised from the dead. Our Passover lamb has been sacrificed. Raised from the dead, he will never die again. Death has no more dominion over him. Christ has been raised from the dead. Christ dies to sin once for all, living he lives to God. Count yourselves as dead to sin and alive to God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
I invite you to be seated as we sing hymn 966.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about. But it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground.
and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
Best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Find you a girl through a friend. the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl.
Dylan Scott, Can't Have Mine. Oh, that kicks off a long stretch of country. We've got Chase Beckham on the way, Brett Eldridge, Old Dominion. Here's the Dominion guys, Memory Lane.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We stay good as new, like a fresh corner paint.
Online at 98qcountry.com.